That lady is so loud.
She really is. Well, at least we hear her. Usually it doesn't work the first time.
Ooh, yes.
Anyways, hopefully today's the last day for the final community group draft. So let's review the polls. There are four. The first is the one from Patrick that's been open for a while about community group, for the revision of the VC API. And it's related to also 666, which was opened by Brent, which is attempting to solve the same thing. Patrick's one received quite a bit of pushback. Brent's one did not. It has two approvals. And it seems much more straightforward and less likely to have any issues. Are you guys okay with merging 666 and saying that we can close 665?
Yes.
Ness?
Yeah, I approved it. Yeah, that looks good.
All right, then I'm going to go ahead and merge in 666, which I have previously approved, so it's Ness. And I will say in 665, we have merged 666. I want to stop saying that number. And this PR is no longer necessary. Would you be able to close it? Actually, no, I'm just going to close it with that comment and we finish up the house cleaning. 667, also from Brent, also very short PR. It removes the section on interoperability testing. It also removes some stuff on the semantic versioning.
Yeah, so it says we use semantic versioning 2.0. This approach to versioning gives the ability to integrate with and provide automated testing. And we're taking out the testing. So I was like, I'm just going to not talk about testing there. We use semantic versioning full stop.
Yeah, and that's fair. And I've approved that PR, and Nessie, you've already approved that PR. We're good to merge it? I'm going to go ahead and do it. And last but not least, we have a PR from Ted that has not received any reviews, and I honestly think is a little bit superfluous, but he has the same PR on two separate, on both repos, and I don't want to close it without him talking about it.
It is entirely superfluous, but also not a big deal to merge, because Mike and Ori don't show up anymore.
Yeah, and I think that's a very fair thing.
I mean, if we wanted to be super strict about it, we would add my name to this list, but I also don't care.
Fair enough. I mean, it is the code owner's file. It's not the editor's file. We've already cleaned up the editor's file.
Right. So, so this is like people who get dinged to look at PRs.
Yeah.
And who can formally approve them. And we're saying we're done with this one. So.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Actually, we should probably remove Brown Oxford too and put you in, but I'm just going to go ahead and approve and merge it in because.
Is Brown Oxford Russell?
No, it's Chris.
Chris.
Oh, Abernethy. Okay.
Yeah, and he also has stopped showing up to these, right?
Yeah, he's got...
Yeah, he has other things he's working on. No, I know, I know. He's already talked to us about, like, hey, sorry, guys, Brent's going to be joining this. I cannot. Yeah. And yeah.
You're the new Chris.
Yeah, new. Congrats.
Would that it were so.
Can I get one more approval on this, please?
Sure. No problem.
So this is 668. Excellent. I'm going to go ahead and merge them in. And we have officially closed all open PRs on Trace Interop. There's one issue open on Trace Interop. I wanted to look at that before we go to the Trace Vocab side, which is issue 659. Has a pending close tag. And it should be closed with the PR we just missed, we just merged in. So I'm going to go ahead and close this issue. I don't know why it didn't close automatically, but it should have.
657 closed automatically.
659
wasn't tied to it.
Yeah. But it should, this one was about the text and interrupt section, and you, like, we just merged that in, right?
Right.
So they should have both been closed, and they are both closed. Hi, Ted.
Hi, Ted.
Gonna go ahead and say we have now officially closed all open issues on Trace Interop, and all open PRs have been merged in.
Just before we celebrate, can I cue myself?
Please, of course.
I'm looking at it. I don't see anything. So I'm looking at the respect document. There's no mention of the enveloped style that may be implicit, but I still think it warrants mentioning. There's no mention of proof method, which I definitely think should be mentioned. There's no mention of media types. All of these things are important and part of what it is we aim to do and important for the sake of interoperability. So I hate to say this, but I think we got a little bit more ahead of us before we can
okay. I hear you.
This in the state we want to leave it.
So on the envelope method, I don't know if we explicitly say we are using whatever is in the VC data model, which should imply that. But I'm trying to find the section on it. I do not believe there is one. So that's a fair thing. We used to have references to the JSON web So any system confirming with this spec must secure credentials with the securing verifiable credentials using Jose and Cozy. That's 11.2. And I think that covers all the things you just mentioned. Because we basically, I remember, said,
yes.
Hey, this is not part of this spec. This is just part of that other spec. Please look there. We did a lot of work on it.
Very good. That's true. I just did a search for JWT. I did one for media type. I did one for envelope. I didn't find any of that.
Think Jose and Cosa mentions envelope, unless I'm mistaken.
If it doesn't, it will soon. But
okay. Regardless, I think it goes there, not here. Yeah.
It does mention that, yeah.
Okay. So when you go to final community, oh god, I'm gonna keep fucking that up. Sorry. FCGS, is that what it's called? When you go there, do we need to have a formal vote before we do that? Or how does this work? Does anyone know?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean, let's put a vote between us anyway, just to make sure that nobody's got any issues. Does anyone have any problems with taking Trace Interop to FCGS? Alright, I'm hearing none. So we will contact the chairs and we will push Trace Interop specification to go to FCGS. Can you note that in the log, please, Ness?
Sure.
Thank you.
And when you say we will contact the chairs, which one of us is actually doing that?
I will contact the chairs.
Thank you.
Can you just put that in two separate lines, please? We resolved it, done, and Mahmoud will contact. Thank you so much. And that closes Trace Interop, hopefully. If anyone has any issues with it at all, please bring it up, and we'll go through that process. I'm expecting some issues will come up from the FCGS process and sharing with a bigger, wider community, but, yeah. Next up is Trace Vocab. We have some open pull requests. The oldest one first is 962, and this was opened by Russell. This PR removes the common import credentials YAML file, which was discussed in issue 887. I think you have the most context on this, Ness. Do you mind if you walk us through it?
Oh, I'm a little behind. Excellent. Yes. I discussed this with Russell recently, like a month ago. He had made a workflow that mentioned API, and I pointed out that API is not an actor. It's not a participant in supply chains. It's what we do, but we facilitate interoperability among actors. So okay, that is what are all the ads? Why is he?
I think he added an e-commerce tech.
Yeah, I know that very well.
Thing.
Why is that?
But I thought you added that or something like that.
I don't think I've. No, this is his pull request.
Is that workflow already in? Is this just an artifact of Git?
I believe it is. But he's adding it as HTML.
I wonder if he did some rendering or something that then threw it.
Yeah, what probably happened was something on the build side added that automatically.
Oh, yeah.
And on your end. So, because all I see that him doing is deleting the credentials.yaml, probably running the build command, and that added the e-commerce apparel thing.
Yeah, I don't think that should be in the pull request.
Right, but I think if it's not in it, and it won't be able to remove, unless he removes it by hand from the HTML, the actual common import credentials flow, right?
Yeah, why?
I have to remove that by hand.
Workflows.html, the changes in that just shouldn't be there? Is that what I'm hearing?
I feel like not the
green part. The green part is something I've added a while back.
Okay, so so he needs to rebase this, maybe.
I think what happened here is Nis never ran the build when he added the green part. He added the YAML file, didn't run the build. This is just a gut feeling. I'm not 100% sure. And then that added the HTML that Nis forgot
that
to add.
That might be.
So can I ask you, Nis, to go back and double check that the e-commerce apparel tech demo stuff is in the HTML right now? If it's not, I'm happy to just add this PR as is in that, because it just fixes two issues with one thing. And it's reasonably straightforward to like review both, right? Like it's really straightforward to see what's going on.
My green parts are in the HTML. But I guess
if they already are, then he didn't rebase properly, which is what Rent was saying.
Yeah.
So it's one of the two things, right? So, okay. If they're already in the HTML, then I'm going to add a request for change to.
Yes, please.
So rebase. As editors, do you guys have rights to change PRs? Like,
we do.
I mean, we could also just change it.
Yeah, we could do that as well.
Yeah.
All right. Can any of you guys pick that up while we keep running through this? So,
sure.
This is fine overall. Are you picking it up, Brent?
I don't have access.
I'll do it.
Oh, Ness, can you do it? Okay, thank you. Ness will be rebasing this PR to fix the Rainius. Addition of the apparel HTML. Okay, but overall I think we're happy with this PR. So I'm gonna hold off on merging it, and we can merge out of band when that's done. we can merge out of band when this finishes that rebase. All right.
Okay, so just to be totally pedantic, I opened up docs sections workflows.html and I searched for CBP e-commerce apparel tech demo 2024, and that string is not present in that file.
Oh, really?
Right, so then what happened is what I assumed the first thing happened, which is NIST never built it. And it.
Well, try and look, try and, is that not this link I just shared? Is that not what it is?
One second.
I mean, it's there, but it's not. It's not.
Ah, so it's, here's the delta. It's there, but that's built from a different branch. That's built from the GitHub Pages branch, which does its own build after, right?
Oh.
So, but if you look at, yeah, if you look at main, it's not there. So it should be here. It should be in this one as well.
All right. Well, then let's.
Well, could you just, I guess that means we can just merge it in.
Yeah. Move on.
Then I guess, all right, well, before I do that, can I get more approvals and can I get any objections? All right, thank you. And I'm going to go ahead and merge that in. Next up is PR number 963, which is remove unneeded legal name language property. Also by Russell. He says this is an unneeded property from LEI entity. It was discussed in 947. I'm going to link that as well. So it just looks like it's an extra property that just does not actually exist on the base type. And Ted had a change that he wanted in, which was Hill has
good change.
One too many L's, and that is a very fair ask. It's a little bit weird that it changed the name. Oh no, this was the original name, it just had an issue. Okay. Is that a real company or is this fake? Should be fake, right?
Sure.
With three L's, it would be fake.
No, I'm saying with a double L. That's fake as well. Okay, perfect. Or at least I don't see a website really quickly, so I'm hoping they're fake. So I can't like merge in Ted's commit. I think only the PR author can do that. Oh. Unless either of you guys have that power?
No, I can.
Okay, so I'm gonna ask Russell to please merge in Ted's comment and we can merge this PR out of band. Unless you guys have any issues with this PR other than that. Oh. Alright, I'm going to go ahead and put that comment in. Last but not least, it's Ted's PR and it is identical to the one that we just merged on Interop, I believe. And it removes Ori and Mike and keeps me and Ness. I'm assuming for this one, Brent, you would like to be added in.
It would make sense to add me in, but
yeah,
it's also been working okay to not have me added. I mean,
it also makes our double approval life easier because you just get to approve stuff.
That's fine.
Can you just put a comment in this PR so we can merge the whole thing in one go?
Yes. We'll do that.
Sorry, I kind of just introduced it and ran with it. Ted, did you want to add anything else on this?
No, you got the basics.
All right.
Okay, I'm remembering my own GitHub handle.
And are you on the editors list, Brent? Do you know?
I have no idea.
Let me double check. Okay, so that's probably needs to be updated as well, because right now it's Mike and me and Nis, and it does not include you. And it has Ori as a former editor, which I believe Mike should be as well.
Yep.
So let's do that.
I think that can be a separate PR, though.
Yeah, we can do that later on. Perfectly fine.
So I did the suggested changes on the code owner's file.
I'm going to go ahead and commit it. I don't know why I can commit this one, but I cannot commit the other one, which is weird. Okay. I committed it, and it's, I guess, in. Oh, it says you don't have write access to the repo. Whatever. I'll just add it to you right now. And it's merged in. Sorry, just give me 1 second. Actually, I don't have the ability to modify that. I don't know if Nis does.
I don't think so.
Okay. Regardless, all the PRs have been merged. We can now turn to the issues on Trace Vocab. Before we do, does anyone have anything they would like to talk about? Anything they want to raise?
So are we looking at just the 1.0 issues? Or all of them?
Mahmoud, I think, are you,
Yeah,
you're muted. I am muted. I don't know why I was muted. I don't know for how long I was muted.
That was a while.
Did you get the answer on 1.0?
Nope.
No.
No. Okay. So, the answer for that is what I want to do going forward is we tackle the trace interop issues as they come in so we can get to FCGS ASAP. Then we tackle Trace Vocab 1.0 issues. Then we tackle Trace Vocab non-1.0 issues. So we can hopefully get everything knocked out ASAP. Does that sound like a plan?
Yeah.
Awesome. So going through, I posted a link to Trace Vocab 1.0 least recently updated order. So the first one is 953, conflation of weight. This was assigned to you, Nis, and it is the same problem as 575, 571, and 892. And I, just to give you a quick thing, I'm pretty sure what's going on here is you have the same, you have weight assigned to two different terms, right, within the same item. So when you look at the RDF class of it, it ends up have like it ends up being confusing, and it doesn't make sense because you have weight on two separate things. So the solution that we've been doing is either put them in a nested object or look for a sane refactoring that makes the most sense here.
Look for specific types of weight.
Yeah, specific weight, yeah. Specific term. That makes the most sense.
Yeah.
Hopefully that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. Next one up is on me that I have not updated, which is, for some reason I just didn't look at Trace Vocab issues to be honest on my end. Next one is 702. This one is not that hard. I just need to update the UUID requirements from trace interop. One of the things that we could do is not have UUID requirements on traceability vocab. And I wanted to float that before we talk about this issue anymore.
Hmm.
Because to me, the UUID requirements are there for us as people who are implementing traceability interop to be able to understand the credentials better. And so they make the most sense for us to interop with each other. I don't know if they're actually that necessary for the data model itself.
That sounds interesting.
They don't hurt, but yeah.
I want, is it mentioned on interop?
Yes. So on interop, let me put a link. This is the interop one. It says verifiable credentials bundled in presentations must have an ID property, must be unique, blah, blah, blah. It should refer to object, person, thing. In case of systems that use this spec, it must be a UUID v4 per RFC 4122.
I think you're right. I don't think this belongs in vocab.
On the vocab side, the text we have is, it says, it must conform to the basic requirements of the data model. It is recommended to be a valid URN. So we're saying little things. My proposition is we remove the, it is recommended that it's a valid URN line. And we keep the same must conform to the requirements of VC data model. Yeah.
And then the restriction comes from interop.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. The tricky part is on the trace presentation side, which is if you
that's also mentioned down a little bit. On interop.
Is it on the interop?
Yeah. So just above credentials.
Yeah. Okay. So then, do we remove the traceable presentation section entirely?
Come again.
So. Do we remove the traceable presentation section from the traceability vocab entirely?
Ah.
Because we could just remove the last line, which is the ID. So let me give you guys a link just to make sure we're all on the same page. So it is this. Right now it says it extends the verifiable presentation to support workflows. It says you must contain the traceability V1 context. You must have an ID property and it must be a V4 URN, right? I don't know if we define a traceable presentation here or only in trace interop.
Yeah, I'm just looking at interop. I think this is actually more precise. I was just looking at this, and it is not quite as precise.
So I like the ID section in our presentations in interop. That is, I like that a lot, right? And I like that it talks about how you handle replacements, right?
Yes. But does
but
it, I don't
talk about the context at all, right? And that must be there. Like that's a hard requirement, I believe. And what we do on interop is we link directly to traceable presentations on vocab.
Yeah.
So I guess the question is, the context must contain the traceability context. Is that an interop requirement or a data model requirement or a vocabulary requirement? And I feel like that's a vocabulary requirement.
Yes, agreed.
It has to be that way.
Yeah.
The must have an ID property, I want to make it a vocab requirement. I'm open to us moving it to be interop only.
Yeah.
But I feel like we're just adding optionality for the sake of adding optionality without actual purpose. So I don't want to do that.
I think the ID property is totally necessary. I think the must be a UUID is probably not entirely necessary.
Okay. So
it's good as it is.
No. But, so what he's saying is remove the last line of traceable presentation on traceability vocab.
Oh, really?
Or say should be a unique identifier such as like. But then again, I also don't have a problem if it says UUID and we're all using UUIDs. Then who?
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah.
So I guess the question is, do we have any problems with the section that says traceability presentation at all? In traceability vocab.
No, but that just means that Nis is right that the examples in vocab need to be updated.
To have what? Because they currently have the context, and they currently have an ID property, and they currently have a UUID.
Oh, then no.
So they what they don't have is the embedded credential stuff, right? But we don't mention that at all here. I feel like we do want to have a pass where we update all the stuff to point to the latest VC data model, and so we should update the examples to use the latest VC data model examples.
So
but we don't mention it.
There is one comment that Nis made more than a year ago, pointing out GS1 credentials might have IDs that aren't UUIDs, that they might be IDs that are URNs that actually, mm-hmm. or URIs that resolve.
Mm-hmm.
And so we wouldn't want to prohibit that use case. So maybe that's a reason to change it. If that's still
that's fair. I feel like the UUID v4 part is a lot more of an interop thing than a vocabulary thing. I think the vocabulary should let you use whatever IDs you want, because at the end of the day, it's a traceable presentation. And we don't restrict, we don't even talk about here how you should, you know, replace presentations or anything like that. All we're saying is just have an ID property. We could mention that it must be unique. I feel like that's a valid constraint for us to put in. But I don't want to restrict it to UUIDs, even though I know all of us are using them.
The tricky thing about saying must be unique is what's the scope of that? Like, must be unique within the workflow in which it's presented? Must be unique according to all the things we've gotten this year? Must be unique globally for all time? In which case, you might as well just say UUID.
Yeah. Well, I think what we've been saying is must be unique globally for all time, because that's what trace interop needs, right? But the GS1 example is a valid example. And if they can guarantee their stuff will be unique for all time, then, right? They can have their own internal way of making sure that it's unique.
But maybe I'm struggling to follow along here, but GS1 is credentials, and otherwise we're talking about presentations. I can confirm that on credentials, it's not GS1 are using digital links. They're not UUIDs. So that
are they unique?
I'm gonna
maybe.
I mean, I'll have to repeat Brent's point. Yeah, they're unique, but it doesn't mean I couldn't use them in two credentials. I might change other parts of the credential, use it again because it describes the same product. So in that sense, it's not unique, but it is what it needs to be. But that's credentials. That's about credentials. Can we?
Okay.
I think maybe just focus on presentations.
So for presentations, do you believe this is a valid issue? I think we all agree that presentations must be globally unique, because otherwise it's really, really hard to point to a specific presentation that was sent to you, right?
Yeah.
And it makes replacement really hard.
Yeah.
So the question is, if that's true, are we just happy to put in UUID before URNs and call it a day?
Let's keep it.
Okay. So then what this issue really becomes is remove the it is recommended ID to be valid URN in the verify the credential section and leave everything else the same. Right? So that's under trace vocab. leave it and say, this must conform to the basic requirements in the VC data model and remove everything else. I mean, the other one is actually, it says it's recommended. So I don't even see that that's, it's not even a must. And I think that's a real good recommendation anyway. So maybe this issue is moot.
True. Yeah.
You know, I'm gonna, so Nissi, you raised the issue. I guess, what would you like to see done?
Yeah, that right now, I have vocab and interop open side by side. It's super confusing that we have basically the same thing described in two places. That it does confuse me. It, also in having this discussion, I'm not sure which one you're pointing at. I guess it's
okay.
Vocab.
So when I'm looking at vocab,
yeah.
What I want to have under vocab is the object must conform to the basic requirements of VC data model.
Yes.
I think that's, we're all 100% on that.
Yeah.
Under verified presentation, I want the same, no changes to that. Okay?
But under the, it says it's recommended to use UUID.
Right.
It's also fine.
Because it's a recommendation, I think it's fair.
Yeah.
Right? Under traceable presentations, it says it extends the verified presentation support workflows. I think that's fair to keep there.
Yeah.
I think the context must contain traceability V1 has to exist in the trace vocab document, not on the trace interrupt document, because this has to be a thing that anybody who uses a traceable presentation must support, right?
Yes.
The must have an ID property. I would like that to stay in the trace vocab because I want this so that every traceable presentation has an ID property.
Yes.
Otherwise, it's not traceable.
Perfect.
Correct.
And then the last line is, this must be a UUID V4 URN. We just talked about how, well, I mean, we're saying it has to be globally unique, otherwise it's not really traceable.
Yeah.
And that makes the most sense, so let's just stick with that.
Yes.
So from what I'm seeing on the trace vocab side, there are no modifications.
Yeah, agreed.
Okay, so now to the point where you're confused, how do we make it not confusing?
For explaining like I'm fine. Thank you.
It's not for you. It's for all of us, right? Like I want this to go through like as much as you do, right? So now the question is it confusing on the trace interrupt side, right? So starting with the presentation section, it talks about, it points directly to the traceable presentation, which means all the normative statements in the traceable presentations apply, right? It also has a thing that says it must be unique to each presentation. A presentation with a duplicate ID must be rejected with a 409 conflict status code. And then if you encounter this error, you should generate a new presentation. That's telling you, like, maybe the very first sentence doesn't need to be there, but I think it's good enough for color to have it in because it makes the rest of the paragraph make sense, right? So this is paragraph 2 under presentations. Because what it's doing is it's telling you, this is how you interact with this presentation's ID, and this is what you do if you run into a duplicate.
Yes. Right?
I feel like that entire paragraph is fine.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. The next paragraph talks about how you do a replacement, which is fine. It's not in vocab at all. And then the next paragraph talks about how you can correlate different presentations mm-hmm. by using a workflow reference. Perfect. And then the last paragraph says, a traceable presentation, while being part of a two-party exchange via a verified presentation, adds the ability to blah, blah, blah. Use of the same workflow definition and instance by multiple presenters implies that credentials contained are related, blah, blah, blah. I don't see anything problematic at all in the last paragraph.
No.
Perfect. So is there anything you want to add to either of those presentation definitions?
No.
Either vocab or interrupt?
No. I suspect we may have trimmed the interrupts.
Maybe, but let's keep going through this.
Maybe there's
something problematic. Maybe there's not. Right?
Credentials.
Last one is 7.1.2, which is credentials, and it says credentials are bundled in presentations using the spec must contain the property verifiable credential ID. This is because it's trace interop, we put it here. It's not trace vocab. Makes sense.
Yeah.
ID is unique, blah, blah. As per it, this is what it could define. As per the VC data model, this is what it could define.
Yeah, this, this,
is this still exactly the right text? Does anyone know? Has that text changed? The quote.
I can check.
Why is it in quotes?
Because it's a quote from the VC data model, right? It's saying the VC model says this.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
I found the, I didn't find the quote.
Yeah, the quote. So the description of the ID stuff has changed slightly. So that exact line is no longer in there.
Good. That's a thing that should change.
That's
then.
Minor.
I mean, we can just remove the whole quote, but I still think we should, like, if it's a quote that's not a real quote anymore, we should remove it, right?
Yeah. Well, as per the, or we could get rid of as per the VC data model and just say the ID property is intended to be blah, 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 and keep the quote for ourselves.
Yeah.
Get rid of
that's the same thought. Yeah.
Did we know why it changed? I think Brent, you're probably the one who would know the most on this.
I think it was editorial rewording of things.
Okay. You don't think it's a real substantive?
No, it's not.
Change,
no,
right?
It's not.
There's nothing wrong with this. Okay.
The property is still used to unambiguously refer to objects. We just don't use that language anymore.
Yeah. Okay. Then let's keep it in. Just make sure we remove the quotes. So the first action item for this issue, I'm going to hijack this issue just to clean up these sessions, right?
Beautiful.
Is,
I think
remove the as per VC data model and the quotes and keep the text.
Oh, except.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't, are you writing this? This is an interop thing, not a vocab thing, right?
Yes, this is an under interop.
Okay.
Where
the
is
last this? Paragraph.
So this is.
So we now do have another issue on interop.
Doesn't work.
Okay, one second. So, what I said, the action item for the first paragraph is just remove the as per VC data model part and remove the quotes and keep the text, right?
Yes.
Okay. The last paragraph, in the case of credentials used in systems implementing the spec, a credential ID must be a UID v4 per blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
This is problematic for GS1, right?
Yes. And it's also creeping, like, get credentials.
Yeah, that should also be.
That is ugly.
Yeah.
That paragraph just needs to die.
Okay. And I think that's fair. Is there anything else we want to talk about with credentials? Or just kill it with fire and move on? This paragraph?
Kill that paragraph.
Alright. Kill paragraph. Okay, I will do that like right after this call. And I updated the issue to reflect that.
Okay, I just need to point out once again.
Mm-hmm.
This is a traceability vocab issue pointing at changes in the traceability interop spec.
No, we're in
well, no, so yes, this is a traceability vocab issue, 702. And originally, it was just move all the stuff. It, like the point.
Right. No, I get the origin. I'm just pointing out, like right now, the action on this trace vocab issue is change the trace interop spec.
Yeah, and I'll just do that right after this call.
As
and
long
if
we're all fine with that, I don't care. I'm just
no, that's fair. That's fair. I'm with you. So
like,
I'll do that
just
right after this
the last
call.
Trace interop issue.
I
now we have another one, but it's not even in trace interop. I'm having.
It's because we want to keep it clean now. We don't want to open new issues.
But as long as it gets ordered right away, I don't care.
Okay, and then I'll send you guys the PR right after this, and then hopefully we can just merge it in out of band, because it's literally, we just talked about what we're going to do, right? It should be trivial. Okay. Anything else on 702? Or actually, anything else on the definition of credential and presentation in trace interop or trace vocab?
No.
Okay. There, I have a thing on Trace Vocab that I'm not sure we want to keep, which is the media types section. So this is Trace Vocab supported media types, and I just saw it, and I know these are not right. At least I'm hitting a point where, actually I lost the thread on media types, to be honest. I'm pretty sure these are all wrong. Do we want to keep any of these? Do media types even belong in a vocab document?
I mean, the vocab document could say pay attention to media types, but I don't know that it would go beyond that. It's the interop side that would need to say here's the media types we're operating on, right?
But the interop section says look at VZ Jose Cose for intro, for all that stuff, right?
Right, and that's sufficient.
Yeah. So can I kill the media types section for 2.7.1?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay. Also, so hey, this should turn back to being a VC vocab issue. well, also kill the media types section. Mm-hmm.
2.7 conformance? I know it's not conformance as in what we had on interop, but nah, well, I guess it's fine.
No, this is just to be conformant with the spec. This is the, like, the words.
This is the headline. Yeah.
This is not out yet. Okay. So I'll go ahead and open both PRs right after this call and we can hopefully merge them out of band. Excellent. Next one is 947. Which is the one that Russell opened a PR for. And
can be
cool. Didn't we merge this PR in? No, we're waiting on the name change from Russell, so I think we're good. Move on?
No.
Alright. 887 is also the same thing. Wait, no, this one's just merged.
Yeah.
Okay, I was gonna close it. All right. 832 is put product back in intent to import. This is one where we had a lot of long conversations about. And the final, so I don't like the pending close tag. I'm going to remove that because I think our final resolution so far was not pending close. It was the last two lines, which are find a good name for this new credential, create a credential schema and add an example to Trace Vocab and hopefully have you guys help like shed the name and we can clean it up, right? And I mentioned I'm not going to be able to even take a look at this until September, I think. But, yeah.
I might suggest we make a new issue that says create the new thing and close this one.
We could rename this one.
I would rather do that. I like having the context, to be honest. So create a new credential to track, products that are intended to be imported. That's such a horrible title. I mean, if you guys have a better one, please let me know. Okay. So that's that, and then the last 1.0 issue we have is 571, which is we are conflating identifier multiple times across different places. 3 weeks ago, Ness, you asked, hey, what really needs to be done? And Russell said, I'm not clear what properties making use of property ID would look like. For example, on CDP entry summary, manufacturer ID use identifier. So this basic problem is I have three IDs on the same document. They're all pointing to schema.org/identifier, right? And what ends up happening on the data types is it looks identical, right? We discussed that the best way to solve them, and I remember putting that in text somewhere, is to use a structured value of the prefix system, which was laid out in 944. So the link 944. And it basically says, every time I have to review this, it's like a crazy thing all over again. We are going to create new schema terms, I think, for HTS code, GTIN, UWI, GLN, and then link to those from our terms. And link those to an identifier. But I don't know if that actually solves the problem. And now I'm confused all over again.
Yeah, this goes further into the depths of JSON-LD than I know to tread.
Ted, do you know what this means? The structured value with prefix thing that is linked in the last issue?
Sorry, I'm triple tasking. 944?
944. So what Vlad said the issue is basically if I have a same product, a natural gas product, and I have four identifiers on it, an HS code, a GTIN, a UWI, a GLN, and they're all using the schema.org identifier as their identifier, this will cause a lot of issues. To make it better, he laid out a few options, and one of them is the structured value with prefix. But I don't think I understand it properly. I think what that meant to me at the time was create a nested value and call it ID endpoint one. But yeah, that looked horrible. But I don't know.
Yeah, I guess the problem comes from having multiple references to schema.org identifier from the same object. As long as it's in a nested object, the graph, it's a different graph node.
Right. But my problem is now my natural gas product doesn't have an HS code. It has a property called HS code that is an object. In it, it has an HS code and a value properties, or like a value property under it. Is that what we're saying?
That seems fine.
Just digesting this right now, looking at only that post there. I would say that a better way to do it, I don't know how quickly viable it is, would be to define each of those special things, HS code, GTIN, UE, GLEN, as sub-classes of identifier. Of schema identifier.
Okay, so that would mean we'd create a new traceability definition for those things and link those to the schema identifier.
Something like that, yeah.
Okay. I mean, that's not that hard. I just... Does that make sense to you guys?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, so...
I don't think it's what Vladimir is suggesting, though. But I
not
is he suggesting the last one? Okay, he's saying the last one is definitely the best approach, but I do not understand that at all. Wait, no, that's the last one, isn't it? Where the property ID is the traceability slash identifier slash HS code, and that links to a thing, right? Which is what I think Ted is saying. So do we have a class called identifier under traceability? In it, we can define HS code, GTIN, UWI, GLN. Does that make sense for everyone?
Yeah.
Or do we have separate classes, each one for HSCode, one for GTM, one for UWI, one for GLN?
I think what he's got in his last code block of that initial comment is what I'm suggesting.
Okay. All right. So let me, so to answer Russell's question then, Russell says manufacturer ID has a linked data with the term manufacturer ID and at ID scale.org/identifier. So the action item there is create a new term called manufacturer ID, right?
Yeah.
And actually no, we need to create a new term called identifier. Under it, we need to create subterms. I don't know if that's the word.
Why?
Manufacturer ID? So we can reuse the identifier for all of them? Or no? Or you're just creating manufacturer ID?
Yeah. Really? What the way to solve this is to remove all the dollar link data, have vocab catch it, and problem solved.
Well, but that's just not actually defining these terms, right? Well, then we're not defining these terms at all.
Well, we are with vocab. Some people don't like to do it that way, but you would be getting traceability.blah/manufacturer.
Yeah, but then you're saying no, it would be traceability/identifier. No,
we can make it explicit.
I'm asking, would it be /manufacturer ID or would it be /identifier?
Manufacturer ID. That's what this sub-identifier is, isn't it? It's a more specific identifier.
Okay.
That's how I understood what Ted was saying.
So what I think Vlad was saying was you define identifier as a thing, and under it you define HSCode as an identifier. You define GTIN as an identifier. You define UWI as an identifier, right? So they're all subclasses of identifier. That's what I believe he's saying.
Okay.
Because the way you're saying it, they all it would go /traceability/HSCode. It wouldn't be /traceability/identifier/HSCode, right?
Oh, that's what it. Oh, interesting.
That's what I was trying to do with the you create an identifier class. Under it, you put manufacturer ID, and that's it, right? And that way, I mean, it'll also help us because it'll make it so people reuse IDs rather than, like, reuse manufacturer ID, et cetera, rather than I define a manufacturer ID and you define a manufacturer ID or something like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So term called identifier under traceability.
Okay.
And define manufacturer ID under it. We would then refer to manufacturer ID. This would create, and sorry, I'm just typing and thinking my,
sometimes it's the best way.
Yeah. This would create this manufacturer ID. And allow other people to reuse it to create other IDs.
If you share your screen, we can correct your typos as we go.
That's true, but I think I just finished it. All right.
That's fine.
So I posted the comment, and we're over time. This is the last big ambiguous issue that we've marked as 1.0. Regardless, thank you all for your time. Hopefully we can tackle this and knock it out next week. Oh, actually, I am not here next week. I'm going to be away on vacation. I'll be back in 2 weeks. But I hope you guys have a wonderful meeting in the meantime. And I'll talk to you all soon.
All right. Enjoy. Well deserved. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.